It's going to be based in the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Ogon Rosh Hashir Ruchayim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. Baba Basra Chavtesam Ben Aleph Amr Rav Cham Omodi Rafun Rafun is Moda. Normally, if you have a chazaka, that's not consecutive, it's not a chazaka. But he admits that if it's Asri Demovri Bagi, Bimakom Shinwagim Lezoa Sadot Shana, Ula Shiran Belizriya Shana, Kedelo Shalola Hakhisha. If you have a field that you planted for 1 year and you leave it, you let it lie fallow for the second, so that you don't weaken the field too much. So in other words, it's a field that normally people don't plant consecutively. So here, a chazaka would work, even if it's shanim mefuzaros, because normally shanim mefuzaros doesn't work. Here shanim mefuzaros does work. So if you're machzik, the first year, the third year, and the fifth year, it is going to be a valid chazaka. Because you were machzik, kide machziki inshi. He held on to this field like people normally do. The Tur in Simen Kufmem Aleph writes, Kasrabi Mishai, Shimachal Gimel Shana Matsufas Ba'asad Movi Bagi Havi Chazaka, that if he ate it for 3 consecutive years in an area where people leave it fallow for a year, it's still a chazaka. The koshin of lelem choy de lo misbar are. Certainly the owner should have protested that this person shouldn't destroy his land. He's going to say to him, what are you doing? What are you doing? The land needs to lie fallow and you're planting it for 3 straight years. From the fact that he didn't protest, that would be a raya that it's not his field. But the Torah says, I don't think it is a chazaka. You're like a thief in the night. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to chop a rind, get as much as you can when you can. You don't care too much about the future, because you know that anyway it's not yours. So you just keep planting it. So we have a machlokas here between the Tur, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. If somebody was Mishana Me'a Minog, somebody changed the Minog in a place where they normally let it lie fallow every other year, and this person didn't, is it considered a chazak or not? The Shulchan Aruch and Kufim Aleph, Sif Dalid, brings both deos. And we have to understand the machlokas between the Tur and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Rambam, Perek Desvav, Toin Vinitan, Halacha Beis, writes, Heid ha'echot she'och lezeh ha'shana rishona, shlishis v'chamishis, v'hasheni meid she'och l'shnia, v'revius v'shishis. So you have one aid, and this aid is testifying that the field was eaten on the first year, on the third year, and on the fifth year. Comes along a second aid, Vasheni Maid, Shachla Shanis, Shnea Vervius Vishishis, 2, 4, 6. So one aid says 1, 3, 5. And the other aid says 2, 4, 6. What's the din? Shebashana she made ba ze lohe ba ze Vitachzo a karka va peros. So each person's testifying about years the other person didn't testify to. So the din is that the karka goes back, and so do the peros. No good. And so it's the Shulchan Aruch that it's not considered a chazaka. The Sma, Sif Katan Beis, writes, the Einan Makrishim Zeze, El Kol Echod Meid Al Mashirohu. They're not contradicting each other. Everybody is just testifying about what he himself saw. L'chein lo kosev atam mishum da ve'edis mukheshes. Ela mishum da bishana shemeid zeinu meid bazeh. So the issue here is not that it's edus mukheshes, because they're not contradicting each other. When I say 135 and you say 246, we're not contradicting each other. We're just saying two different things. So that's not the problem here. The problem is that you don't have to weigh them, because where he's testifying, he's not testifying. Where he's testifying, he's not testifying. The Sma also writes that we're talking about a place, the Movri Bagi, where they leave it, let it lie fallow for every other year. And therefore, if two people would testify 135, or two people would testify 246, it would be a chazak, and only it's because he testified 135 and the other guy testified 246, their edus is in mitzareif. Why? Because b'shana shemeid zeh, lo meid zeh. In the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalid, he proves from the Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Tur, that the Tur holds that if you plant a field that's Movri Bagi, and you plant it anyway consecutively, the Tur says it's not a chazaka. The Rambam agrees with that, because apparently it's difficult. Since we're talking about a field that's Movri Bagi, why shouldn't this Eidus be Mitztarif? Again, the Rambam writes that if one person says 135 and the other guy says he planted it 246, so if it's a place that's Movri Bagri, they should be Mitztarif. Why? Because each Eid Bifnei Atzmo is saying that he has a Chazaka. So how's that different than one Eid saying he ate 1, 2, 3 and the second Eid saying he ate 4, 5, 6? That they're Mitztarif, like we see in Sanhedrin Lamed Amid Beis, and so Paskins the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Sif Yud Gimel. So here also, each aid is saying that he has a chazaka. So it must be, the reason is, because even though, according to each aid b'fnei atzmo, it's a chazaka, nevertheless, ein edusan mitztarefes. Why not? Why is the edus not mitztaref? Why does the edus not combine? Kevan shim nitzaref l'shneihem, because if we do combine them, Nimsa Sha'acha Ritzufin. It turns out that they ate it Ratzuf, they ate it consecutively. And in an Asra, the Movri Bagi, it's not considered a Chazaka. And in a field that's left fallow every other year, this is not considered a Chazaka. So it's not like one guy saying 1, 2, 3, the other guy saying 4, 5, 6, that both of them are saying he's a Chazaka and merely gets the Chazaka. But rather, they're saying essentially that he planted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. So what does that mean? If it's an Aser Demovi Bagi, it's not a Chazaka. Why? Because the Rambam holds like the Tur, that if in a field that's normally planted every other year and you plant it every year, Snishgit, Lo Havi Chazaka, Aser Demovi Bagi, Lo Havi Chazaka, if you plant every year. Uve Emes Ken Mavur B'loshen HaTur, Simen Kuf Mem Hei Seif Gimel, he writes, "V'im einam makchishim ze es ze, ela ze made al shana rishana shlishis v'chamishis, ve'acher made al shana shnei v'shrivis v'shishis." Yisharim v'asad demovri havei chazaka v'nirali delo havei chazaka. Why? Kevin dela divrei shneim achlam ritzuvim v'asad demovri lo havei chazaka. Kevin zlo hichzik adachski and she. So it's gevaldik. We see from this Yisharim like with the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right, first he brings Emu Ba'asir Demovri Havi Chazaka, that if you have 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, it is a Chazaka. the Mitzdaref, like the Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. According to each one, he has a chazaka. According to 1.3.5, he has a chazaka. And according to 2.4.6, he has a chazaka. And the Torah argues, and the Torah says, no, 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 no. I hold like the Rambam. And how does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds Shein Mitzdarfim. And he says, V'nerle de lo ave chazaka. Why? Because he's eating it ratzuf. And if you're eating it ratzuf, it's no good. Beseder, lu yihi, kedivrayim. 1.3.5, 2.4.6, 2.4.6.8, who do we appreciate? Not this guy. He doesn't have a chazaka. Because 1.3.5 and 2.4.6, it's not a chazaka because he planted all 6 years. And it's a movri bagi. He's supposed to let it lie fallow. This is not the way people normally take fields. Lo hechzik et achzki inshi. And memel, it's no good. Like Rabbi Kiveger said, l'maskana. So that's gevaldik. So we have the Torah and the Rambam on one side, who hold that if it's an aser demovir bagi, it's no, and he plants it every year, it's no good. And then we have the other opinion that says that it is good. 1.3.5 and 2.4.6 is fine. However, you can't say this in the Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, he brings both deos. Ba'achlan Ritzufim Ba'asri Demovri Demovri V'loi Chuyah B'Dover. The Shulchan Aruch says that there are two opinions. That let's say you ate it Ratzuf. You ate it consecutively. And it's an Asra Demovri. He's not supposed to have eaten it consecutively. He brings both opinions, whether it is a chazaka or it's not a chazaka. So how then does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Kuf Mem Hei like the Rambam? First he paskins again that he ate it. You have to eat him that he ate it straight. Is it good or not good? Chlokas. Doesn't paskin. But yet he paskins like the Rambam that if one is made on 1.3.5 and the second is made on 2.4.6, they're not mitztaref. So that only works if you follow the Torah that if you ate it ratzuf, if you ate it consecutively in a place that's movri bagi, it's no good. And therefore 1.3.5, 2.4.6 are going to be no good because he ate it consecutively. But he doesn't paskin that eating it consecutively makes it automatically no good. If you hold eating it secularly it makes it automatically no good like the Torah does, then Beseder, you understand why 1.3.5, 2.4.6 is no good if it's a movri bagi place where they let it lie fallow every other year. But the Shulchan Aruch paskin nishtazoy. The Shulchan Aruch holds that there's a tzad in the Shulchan Aruch that maybe your donut doesn't have to be that maybe you do have a chazaka if you planted it ratzuf in a movri bagi place, if you can't plant it consecutively in a movri bagi place. So if he holds possibly that it's a chazaka when you plant it consecutively in a movri bagi place, then why does he say push it like the Rambam that 1.3.5, 2.4.6 is no good? Why is that no good? So therefore we have to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds, because again it should be good because if you can't do it consecutively, the Shulchan Aruch holds you can plant it consecutively. He has a day like that. So it must be Shulchan Aruch holds that this psak of the Rambam is not talui, as we understood before in the Machlokas in the Torah Rabbeinu Yeshaya. We thought it's telling the Machlokas Torah Rabbeinu Yeshaya that the Torah says that if you plant ratzuf in a movri bagi place, it's no good. And therefore the Rambam paskins, 1.3.5, 2.4.6 is no good because he planted a ratzuf in a movri bagi place. But you see that the Shulchan Aruch isn't going to accept this, isn't going to subscribe to this interpretation, if you will. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that it could be you're allowed to plant it consecutively, and yet he paskins like the Rambam, 1.3.5, 2.4.6 is no good. So you see that this psak of the Rambam, 1.3.5, 2.4.6 is no good, is not to tell the Machlokas Torah Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And we could really say that these two Edim are not mitzdarif. It's not because he planted it consecutively, but rather because these two Edim aren't allowed to join together. So if he doesn't have two Edim, but then we have a kasha like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Well, why is it no good? If one guy says 1, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, and the other guy says 4, 5, 6, they're each being made in a chazaka. So here also, they're each being made on a chazaka. And it doesn't bother us that that he planted it every year, because, like the Shulchan Aruch says, it might be beseder if he planted it every year. So how then are they not? How then does it work? Why are they not mitzdarif? Like the Gemara says, they should be. If 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one guy says 1, 2, 3 planted, the other guy says 4, 5, 6, it's mitzdarif. Why isn't 1, 3, 5, and 2, 4, 6 mitzdarif? So that's our avoda. That's what we'd like to understand. And therefore, we're going to say as follows to explain the machlokas between the Tur and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. We said earlier in another shiur, other shiurim, that there are two dinim in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. One is a raya, and none on Sade, that from the fact that he wasn't moche, it was definitely sold. And if he was silent for the 3 years, it's a raya, he sold it. There's another din that through the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, he becomes muchzuk bakarka. That even though the karka is becheskas ba'alei omedes, and there's no muchzuk bakarka, that's bistam tfisa be'alma. That doesn't make him a muchzuk. We see, it's like he's going into his house and he's just sitting on his friend's, squatting his friend's property. But when he sits on the land for 3 years, this isn't just a raya. This makes him a muchzuk bakarka, since he looks like the ba'alim and the karka is omedes becheskasa. And we also said that each din works independently. Sometimes there's no raya and an ansade from the fact that he didn't protest, and he's zochem midin muchzak, and we give him the land like a chatzer de lo kaim elagri, a field that's not normally rented. It's lo chaser, so he's not going to protest machpat lo, but you're sitting there for 3 years, so mitzad that you get the ownership. B'chein lehefich, there's also a case where you're not muchzak, and the chazak is going to work mitzad raya of an ansade from the fact that he didn't protest. We can testify that it's yours. Gagon b'machzik al yidei acherim, where we said it doesn't work for your chazaka, but it works for the ansade mitalom micha. This is a very strong raya, and it works to be motzi mecheskas marakama. So now we'd like to come to explain the machlokas between the Tur and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Ba'achlan ritzufim ba'asr demovi bagi. He ate it consecutively in an area that's movri bagi, that is normally left fallow every other year. So it appeared that the Ikar Svar of the Tur is that in such a case he's not muchzuk, because only if he's machzik gimel shanim and he looks like the bailim, the karka goes into his prime possession. But here he looks like a gazlan. He's choytev oichel. He's schapping when he can. There's a field that he's supposed to let lie fallow, and he's not doing what he's supposed to do. So therefore, he's got nothing. He's got nothing going on over here. It looks like a gazlan, it doesn't look like it's his. And a gazlan can't be a muchzuk. And that's like we find by a goy, the Rishonim saying ksubis, tesvav amid beis, that even though we paskin, elchem amamen achar rov, a rov is effective, lehotzim yadu shel akum. Sheles lecheskas mamon, mishim shestam akum gazlanim heim. He has no cheskas mamon because the stam goy is a gazlan. He has no cheskas mamon because the mamon is not omei becheskaso aidei tfisaso. Him holding on to the money doesn't prove it's his. So too, achila that's bederech gzela is not effective to make him a muchzuk bekarka. And we can say that even Rabbeinu Yeshaya agrees that this is, you can't become muchzuk like this. There's no muchzukus when you're sitting there and you're eating consecutively, because that's the kederach hagazlan. It says nishgitz, just like the Tur holds. Just he's mechadesh that it's a chazaka, because kol shkein dehavle lemchur dele misbarara. Says a raya, he certainly should have protested so that his land doesn't get destroyed. He's destroying the land. Says a raya on the chazaka, because he should have been even more moche. From the fact that he wasn't moche, that indicates to us that he is not the owner. So you're right, mitzad muchzokus, that's not kederach shemachazikin, but mitzad raya, it's a gewaldic raya. Oh, was tut man mit der tool? If I said that correctly in Spanish, I'm working on my Spanish. What are we going to do with the tour? So to explain the tour, we can say that the tour agrees to the Sfar of Rabbeinu Yeshaya that he should have protested, and there's a raya from the fact that he didn't protest. He just holds that a raya alone is not effective. He holds that a raya alone is not effective. There's a raya, but it's not enough. So this would explain the machlokus in the Torah of Rabbeinu Yishai. The Torah holds that the raya and the chazak alone is ineffective to be melting with the muchzak. And Cheskes Gemel Shanim normally works only because he's muchzak alidei chazaka. And therefore, if he ate a mitzvah from Rasim Rovid, he's not becoming a muchzak, so his chazaka doesn't work. Rabbeinu Yishai holds that a raya is enough. A raya is enough, l'holtzi mecheskes marakama. And the Torah holds no. A raya is not enough, you also need muchzakus. You have to be a muchzak alidei chazaka. But if you did ratzuf, there's no muchzak. We can say more on the tour that he argues with Rabbeinu Yishai and he says there's no raya here. Because he's not holding on to it like people normally hold on to it. There's no raya from the fact that he wasn't moche. Why should he be moche? He sees the guy holding on to land in an abnormal way, in an atypical way. Why should he be moche? So it emerges then that Lekule Alma, he's not muchzak if he's achlan ritzufos, because he's doing it like a ganif. And Ganovim have no muchzakus. And just the reason for Rabbeinu Yeshaya is that Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds that the raya alone is enough. He should have protested that he was destroying his land by planting every year and he didn't. That's a raya that it doesn't belong to the ma'arer, to the challenger. And the Torah, we can say two drachim. We can say either he agrees that there's a raya, but a raya is not enough. Or he says there's no raya because you're doing it in an abnormal way, and therefore the way you're eating it shows that you're not the owner, so I didn't bother, the Meyer didn't bother protesting. So this is Gevaldik, but we still don't have a Hesber in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch. So that, Mir Tashem, after this Hakdama, hopefully God should give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need. And please God, in the next year, we will see that and we're going to see Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.